A note now on the outcome of an election story we reported on Wednesday. Almost 100 Hispanic voters in Atkinson County, Georgia, had their registrations challenged by three county voters. The challenger said they thought the Hispanics were not U.S. citizens. Last night, the Atkinson County Board of Registrars rejected those challenges for lack of evidence and because of concern that the challenges could be a violation of the Voting Rights Act.
Hundreds of thousands of people have already cast their ballots in early voting. About half the states are allowing advance in-person voting, some for the first time. From Florida to Arkansas to Nevada, there have been huge turnouts and long lines. Some of the longest have been in Georgia, especially suburban Atlanta. Joshua Lev stopped by one site and has this report.
The plan was simple. For the first time ever in a presidential race, Georgians could show up in advance to county voter registration offices and cast ballots. Multiple sites were opened in heavily populated areas. Still, once the voting began Monday, lines in some places were as long as 4 hours. In Cobb County, north of Atlanta, five different sites were open. Sharon Wingfield is the county's director of elections.
Here at the main office, it's been about 2 hours and 15 minutes was the longest. And we've had some locations earlier in the week that were three, but we're now down to about 2.5 out there.
She says the process isn't much different from regular voting, and people are being processed quickly. But she estimates that in total this week, 25,000 advance ballots will be cast. That's more than 10% of the county's electorate, and more than she expected.
We're pleased because people are taking an interest in the election.
In the city of Marietta, where the county offices are, the line spilled outside the elections office and down the sidewalk. Among those in line was Rob Talley, a Democratic state representative, who says he's been waiting 4 years for this.
Well, I was disappointed in the outcome of the 2000 election, and so this has been a day marked on my calendar for a long time.
Except the day that was actually marked was Tuesday.
Right. Good point. This is not an election that I don't think anybody wants to miss.
The advance voters said they think lines will be even longer on election day, when record turnouts are expected. Even though Georgia is not a battleground state, and President Bush is expected to carry it comfortably, the Secretary of State's office is expecting between 70 and 80% of registered voters to come to the polls. Small business owner Darrell Hamilton says he's never waited long for previous elections.
But I think it'll be bad this year.
How long would you be willing to wait today?
However long it takes. It doesn't matter. As long as I don't have to wait even longer on Tuesday.
I think this whole thing is absolutely ridiculous.
Ann McEntee, a global resources manager.
To wait an hour and 45 minutes to vote for a presidential election. It is my right to be able to vote, and now I have to waste my time for close to 2 hours to wait here. I think it's ridiculous. And I'm doing it because I don't want to come back next Tuesday when people tell me it's going to be even longer.
But alongside the frustrated, there were those excited about voting and grateful for the option of taking care of it early. 26-year-old Carrie Smith, a Bush supporter, plans to enjoy Election Day.
We're going to have an election party, and so we're having about 75 people, and so we have a lot of preparing to do, so we thought that coming out and voting early would be a good thing, so we won't be so stressed out.
A lot of Americans are likely to be stressed out Tuesday, and several people said they'd rather be stuck in a line with fellow voters this week than next week. Cobb County officials said the success of advance voting is a sign the program should grow, with more sites opening, but only if the high turnout carries into the future. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.